Hey, baby. You ready to go to bed? Come on. It's pretty late. It'll still be there tomorrow morning. You can at least get some sleep. Please. I want to cuddle with you. And I'd like to talk to you, if that's okay. Yay. Come on. I'm just gonna wrap my arms around you. You nice and cozy? I hope so. How have you been doing? Still holding up? You've been busy, and the world's a bit of a scary place right now. I mean, it always was, but it just seems more so than usual nowadays. And you never know what's gonna happen next, but we gotta keep going. I mean, what else can we really do? It's a bit, pardon my 2 a.m. thoughts, but it's a bit difficult to know where we're going, huh? Just pick a direction and hope for the best. Well, I know that you tried your hardest. I know that you did your best. And so now it's time for you to lay down for a little bit and rest. That rhymed. I just want to keep my arms on you if that's okay. To be honest, future's looking a little uncertain for me. I don't know, I got a lot of stuff to do and it feels like a lot of people depending on me. And I don't want to let them down, but I'm only human. Sometimes I just crack and break under all the pressure. I tell myself that I need to keep working, that I want to do it and I do, it's just... there's a limit to how much I can do. And they tell me they all understand, and I'm glad they all understand, but it still feels wrong to keep them waiting. It feels wrong to put my needs before theirs sometimes. I mean, I'm just one person. There's thousands of them. And you want to know one of my biggest fears? That one of these days, I might not actually, never mind. Now it's too late to be thinking about things like this. I guess I just wonder what would happen if I suddenly couldn't work anymore. If something happened, what would they do? It's a scary thought, I guess. But enough on that. We both worked pretty hard today, didn't we? We both deserve to just stop thinking about that for a bit and just rest. How are you feeling right now? You can be honest. No. I want you to tell me the truth. You don't need to be strong. What's up? I see. Well, I hope you know that no matter what you're going through, whatever you go through in the future, I'll be there for you. And I'll support you. Within reason, obviously. You know, if you go behind my back and end up robbing a bank or something, there's only so much my love and support will extend. Sorry, bad joke. But I'm rooting for you. I want you to succeed. Hey, it's only fair. You do the same for me.
You know, last night was unfair.
I went to bed early, at like 11 o'clock or so. And I didn't even fall asleep until 2. I was just laying there with nothing but time to pass. And then I wake up early this morning at like 10 o'clock or so. That's early by my standards. I don't even feel tired until 2 o'clock. I want to have a consistent sleep schedule. I'd like to be able to go to bed at 11 and wake up at 9. I feel like that's respectable. Could be better, but could be way worse. You know, get a little bit of the night shift, get a decent bit of the morning shift. But human bodies, especially sleep schedules, are alarmingly difficult to tame. I mean that as like it's difficult to fall into a routine that you're satisfied with and proud of. Although I guess it doesn't help that the preceding night I was watching some scary movies. That most certainly will not help you sleep. But some cuddles in bed can certainly help. You know, for the longest time, living the life of a single Pringle, you know, just being single, one of the main things I wanted in a partner, or just in general, was to be able to just walk up to them and give them a hug, or ask for a hug, or a cuddle, or just some kind of physical reassurance that you mean something to them, that you matter to them. Like, verbal's nice too, but I'm just really bad at accepting compliments. My love language is giving gifts, actually. When I love somebody, I like to kind of also like acts of service, do something for them, like make them a special audio, or make them a little drawing, or go to my way to buy them their favorite chocolate or soda or something. I feel like the gift itself is nice, of course, but it's more so the implications behind the gesture. The fact that you were willing to work so hard, try so hard, or spend some money to make someone else happy. But also physical reassurance I really appreciate too. It's really nice to have someone by your side to give you a hug, or, you know, to cuddle you or just reassure you that you matter to them. You know, it's difficult when you're living by yourself. I'm sorry, I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Now my eyes are gonna be puffy. Great. I've been a little lonely, can you tell? Back then, I knew it wasn't everything, but it'd still be nice to feel like you're really important to someone. You know? Yeah. Yeah, you know. know if you can hear that, but for some reason there's this strange pumping noise beneath my room. It sounds like somebody's like turning on a washing machine for half a second, then turning it off. And it's really distracting, and it's making it more difficult to sleep. I'm a very late sleeper, unfortunately, so the smallest thing can wake me up. Can you give me a hug? Please? I don't mean to be needy, but please. Thank you.